Shalom, shalom. Kids of all ages, this is Dr. Akiva Gamlil of B'nai Noach Torah Institute and Raqqa, or Audio Visual Lending Library. Welcome. Thank you for joining with me. Our stories today are stories about honesty, and they're in the loving memory of Mr. James Wilson. May he rest in peace. For many years, Mr. Wilson and I worked together in the printing business. I had a printing store that was probably a mile and a half from where Jim lived. And it was a brand new printing store, and I needed business. So I printed up some flyers announcing that my store was opening. And I took those flyers along with other members of the family, and we passed them out door to door. One day, a man came in my store, and he introduced himself as a printer and wanted to know if I had any extra printing that he could have, that he would give me a good deal on it. His name was Jim Wilson. And I told him at the time business was pretty slow and that I didn't have any extra business. But if I had some, I would be glad to pass it his way. Or if there were jobs that I was not able to get out on time, maybe I could pass him some of that business. Time went by and Mr. Wilson paid me another visit. Then more time went by, and one day I had some work that I needed done, and I thought, well, you know, I'll give that fella a call and see if he will come down and take care of this work for me. So I called him, and he came down, he picked up the job, and he printed it for me and brought it back and did a good job. He was honest, he was fair, and I enjoyed working with him. Well, that was a long, long time ago. Then our country, the United States of America, became involved in a conflict, the Gulf conflict, back in the late 1989-90. And when that happened, Dr. Akiva Gamlil owned three printing businesses. And it seemed like just overnight, all the business that we had just stopped coming in. It seemed like when that war started that people only had one interest, and that was to go home at night and turn the television on and watch all about the war and the war correspondence. And so out of nowhere, we had no business. 1 week passed and practically no business for three different locations. Well, I had employees, I had rent to pay, I had rented equipment, copying machines and computers and printers and printing presses and photo developers, and the story goes on and on and on. And so I didn't know what I would do because business had stopped coming in. And this happened the second week and a third week and a fourth week. And it happened one entire month in 2 months. And this went on until I was really, really getting in trouble. So I had to make a decision. It was a very hard decision. But we had to close one of our printing businesses. So we closed down that location, moved our printing equipment, our leased equipment, moved everything out of it into the other two stores that we had left. Still, things didn't improve. So then we sold another printing business, and we sold copiers and printing equipment and duplicators and cutters and all the different kind of equipment that went with the printing businesses. And still, things didn't work out, and we had to close our third store. It looked like I was going to go out of business, The only thing that I could do was to keep the same accounts that I had. All the people that had trusted me and all the people that we had served over many years, we could keep their accounts. We sold off all of our equipment, and we tried to clear up our indebtedness, the bills that we owed. And I was sitting in a little room one night, and I was thinking, what can I do? I don't know what to do. I have one printing press left. I have one developing machine left, and I have one paper cutter and one folding machine left. What am I going to do? I have no business. I have no place to really put these pieces of equipment. And so then I moved them one more time, and I found a place, and I moved them there, and that didn't work out. So then we moved them to another location, and when we did that, we broke the printing press by setting it down too hard. It wouldn't work correctly. And now it looked like I was definitely out of business. So I went to a friend, Mr. Jim Wilson. And I said, Jim, we've done some printing back and forth together. And this is my situation. I've had to close all my stores. And I've had to sell almost all of my equipment to pay my indebtednesses. And I wonder, would you be interested in printing for me if I brought printing jobs to you? And Jim said to me, Akiva, I'd be honored. It'd be my privilege to print for you. And so he set up a price for me, and I would bring jobs to him, and he'd print them. And the thing I noticed about Jim that was so incredible, if Jim said the job would be completed by 12 o'clock on Yom Sheni, the job would be completed by 12 o'clock on Yom Sheni. If Jim said the charge on this job will be $26, the charge was always $26. And so my experience in working with Jim over a number of years is that he had great integrity, that he was a very honest businessman, that he did good work, that he was reliable. And this is how our father Yaakov Avinu was. Yaakov ran into some difficult circumstances when he left his father Yitzhak and his mother Rivka in the land of Eretz Canaan. His brother Asaph was very angry with him, and so he had to leave home. He went to study in a yeshiva for 14 years, and when he went to study in the yeshiva, he probably had servants with him to take care of his needs, and he probably had money with him to take care of his situations, and he probably had cattle and other things with him to help care for his needs. But after studying 14 years in the school of Shem and Ever, he needed to go and meet his mother's brother. His mother's name again was Rivka, and she is the patriarch of Judaism. There's Sarah, Rivka, Leah, and Rochel, the patriarchs, the mothers of Judaism. And so his mother had a brother by the name of Laban. He was Laban the Arminian. And his mother said to go and to live with Laban. And so he went there, and his intention was to go there and live, and if it were possible, to marry one of Laban's daughters. It turns out that he did that. Laban, however, was not an honest man. If Laban said, I'll meet you at 2 o'clock, he may not show up. If Laban said, I'll loan you some money, he probably wouldn't loan it. If Laban said, I'll loan it to you for no interest, he would probably charge you interest. So Yaakov, over 20 years, worked for Laban. And during that time, Laban made 10 different deals with Yaakov, and he didn't keep any of his deals. His word was not honest. His word was not truthful. He didn't follow through on what he said he would follow through on. And he was a cheater. He would cheat you and he would lie to you and he would not be honest. This was a very poor character trait for his uncle. See, Yaakov's uncle was Laban, and he was also his father-in-law. And these were very poor character traits. So in our stories today about honesty, there are several things that we should try to remember. Honesty is telling the truth. I know there's times where we don't want to tell the truth because we'll get in trouble. We've done something we shouldn't do, and we could get in trouble. No one wants to get in trouble, but it's important to tell the truth. When we tell the truth, we're letting everybody know what really happened. There's less chance of misunderstanding and confusion. When we tell the truth, we protect people who are innocent from being blamed or punished for something they didn't do. When we tell the truth, we allow everyone to learn what the real story is, what actually happened. Usually, if we are going to get into trouble, we'll get into less trouble if we tell the truth. There's a story that's told about the very first president of the United States of America. His name was George Washington. And George Washington was once a great general, and they called him General George Washington. When George Washington was a little boy of about the age of 6 years old, his father gave him a brand new hatchet. Well, a hatchet in those days, several hundred years ago, was used to chop wood and used to chop down bushes and used to chop down trees. Well, George's father, Mr. Washington, had a very special tree in his garden. And that tree was worth a lot of money to him. And wouldn't you know it, that his son George went out there with his red hatchet and chopped down the cherry tree. Well, when his father saw his favorite tree was chopped down, he was asking everybody, "Who chopped down this tree?" And nobody seemed to know. Then George came in with his little hatchet, and his father says, "George, do you know who chopped down my favorite tree in the garden?" And for a minute he hesitated. Could you imagine how he felt? He didn't want to say, "I chopped it down." But President George Washington was an honest man. And he said, "Father, I cannot tell a lie. I chopped down the tree." So sometimes it's really hard to tell the truth, but we have a really good example there. And instead of him getting punished and getting in a lot of trouble, his father appreciated that he told the truth, and he only got into just a little bit of trouble, not a lot. So it's really important to be honest and to be careful to tell the truth. Telling the truth also has to do with not exaggerating. Sometimes we could exaggerate a little bit. In other words, we could help blame somebody else when really they didn't do anything. So we have to be careful not to do that. Sometimes it's easy to leave out parts of what actually happened. That's called twisting the truth around just a little bit. And we can't twist the truth. The truth is always the truth, emet. And so we must make sure that we tell the necessary details. It's very important not to lie. It's very important to do the right types of things. Another really great president, the 16th president of the United States of America, President Abraham Lincoln. When he was a young man, he worked as a clerk in a store. And one day, a lady came in and made a purchase. And he was required to weigh out this product on a scale. And she bought like a half pound of coffee or something like that. He wrapped it up and she left and she paid her bill and was very happy. That was the last sale for the day. The next morning when he came in and opened the store, he was looking the scale over and he realized that he had a 4 ounce weight on the scale, which means the lady received less than she paid for. So, being honest and being known as Honest Abe, Honest Abraham Lincoln, he weighed out 4 more ounces and walked to the lady's house and told her what happened and asked her to forgive him, and she did, and he gave her the additional product. Another time, there was a mistake made in the calculation. In those days, they didn't have adding machines, and everything had to be added up by hand. After a customer paid their bill, Honest Abraham Lincoln was recounting the math of the transaction, and he discovered that he had overcharged this individual by 6.5 cents. Now, kids of all ages, who has ever heard of 6.5 cents? Today, we only have pennies. We don't have half pennies. Abraham Lincoln took the 6.5 cents and walked 4 miles one way to return the 6.5 cents. The person never knew that they were overcharged. That's what honesty is. That's what integrity is. That's what truthfulness is. A couple of weeks ago, Rebbitson, Naomi, Leah, and I were at a very large department store. I'll bet you don't know what the name is. Yes, it was Walmart. And we had bags of sunflower seeds and other products in the cart. And a couple of very small items fell down into the cart where they couldn't be seen. And when we got to the cashier, we put off all the items that we could see. And Rebbitz and Naomi Leah says to me, "Dr. Akiva Gamliel, is there anything around these bags or under these bags?" And I said, "No, you can see it's all here." She said, "Are you sure?" I said, "I'm positive." So the person took out their scanning gun, they scanned the bags, we paid, and we left. We got to our car and started loading everything, and when we got down to the bottom of the cart where I had to lift those heavy bags out, wouldn't you know, there were 2 or 3 things that we hadn't paid for. I was very sad because I was so sure that I was right, but I was wrong. Rebbitz and Naomi Leah said, "I told you, I thought there were some more things there," and I didn't listen. And sometimes our parents tell us things, and we have to be very careful to listen. God help us all. Now, Rebbitz and Naomi took those things and went right back in Walmart, went right up to the cashier and said, "I'm sorry, but we made a mistake. We didn't pay for these items, and they were in the bottom of our cart," and she paid for them. That's honesty. And so what we need to do in our life and in observance of our Torah is to be honest, to be truthful, to be dependable, to be reliable. And all of these things are good morals, and they're high principles, and they're righteous. And this is what our Creator expects out of each of us. Thank you for joining with me. Shalom. Shalom.